the best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey there. Thanks for coming back. I am so excited once again to have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum on the line with me because he is amazing at giving great information and truly giving information that, guess what? You can get off this segment and go do something about your problems. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Oh, Holly, great to be with you again.
So, you know, you're one of my favorite people when it comes to really giving power to the people when it comes to their health. I mean, you and I have made a living off of, we're in a service industry, right? We care for people. I feel very much it's a service industry. I'm having a problem with the word industry today. You give care, have people need you, but I think you and I share this. My job is to get people not to need me. It's like, truly, I feel very heartfelt and very strong about that job. It's like, I want to get people not to need me. I want to get people back to, I think, what is an original birthright, where they can truly just take care of themselves. And one of the things that you offer this show and this segment, because we're talking about acid reflux, and gosh darn it, it's one of the number one medications, is the purple pill or proton pump inhibitor, things to block acid. And you and I both know that acid, stomach acid, is so imperative for digestion, for the breaking down of proteins, for absorbing trace minerals. And with those on board for long periods of time, let's say, without an exit strategy for the folks that are prescribed them, honestly, they become obstacles to cure. They become the problems that people start having down the road. And so we're talking about acid reflux, but as you've said before, it happens in the daytime and it's different than when it happens at nighttime. So we're talking about the nighttime acid reflux.
Absolutely. And one of the fun things we get to do together, Holly, is to bust these medical myths that are toxic, like acid reflux problems come from too much acid. That's a toxic myth. And if there's so many digestion myths that we hold medically, and it's important to bust them because basically, well, they're FOS, to use another medical digestion term. So let's take a look at nighttime.
Okay.
Wait for it. Kaboom. Okay. So let's take a look at the nighttime sweats. Because a lot of times folks are going to wake up in the middle of the night with a sweat or wide awake. Sometimes if it's acid reflux, you know, because you have the burning and the stuff coming back up in your throat. And sometimes you don't. So it's going to be worth trying these things if you have middle of the night wakings. But for nighttime acid reflux, during the day we need stomach acid. At nighttime we don't while we're sleeping. So that's an important thing to know. So a couple tips. Number one, don't have, you know, your big, massive pizza burger meals right before bedtime, because then they're sitting there and gravity is going to be laughing at you and that stuff's going to be coming right back up. So, you know, don't have big meals for an hour or two before bedtime. And what I'm going to recommend if you have this problem is take a digestive enzyme. It has to be a plant-based one. I like one called Complete Gest, but any 100% plant-based one about an hour before bedtime. And I'll have people take that with the herbal called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. That gets you digesting any food that's left in there. So by the time you lie down, it's gone and not going to be coming back up on you. Now, to turn off stomach acid, don't use an acid blocker because those turn off stomach acid all day and they get addictive. If you must use an acid blocker at nighttime, just use 200 milligrams of Tagamet or cimetidine because that's going to be milder. It's going to be strong enough, but not enough
right.
to knock out acid all day. But the way that I like to knock out the stomach acid is with some bicarbonate. Take a half a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate, just like your old Arm & Hammer. If you have high blood pressure, use potassium bicarbonate. You can get that on Amazon. Get the food grade, not the fertilizer form.
that's a good distinction there. Yeah.
Not potassium carbonate. And it's really good. And this way, it'll actually help lower blood pressure while turning off stomach acid. And you'll know how much acid was in there by how much you burp after you take it. So a nice simple thing. And then a last simple basic part is to make gravity your friend. If you have a head of the bed that can be raised a bit, that's great. Pillows won't do it by itself. But there is a pillow that will. It's called a sleep wedge pillow. You can get it online at www.hammacher.com. H-A-M-M-A-C-H-E-R.com. It's a pillow that raises the whole upper part of your body from the waist just a little bit. You're not even going to be noticing it. But gravity will become your friend and keep the acid in your stomach. So simple, simple things will help you to take care of nighttime reflux naturally.
Now, so I think those tips are extremely important. Guess what? They're doable, and they're pretty inexpensive. I mean, I know being somebody who frequently is on an airplane, I see the hammocker in the Sky Mall, but you can actually head to that little place we call online and probably get these pillows for a bit cheaper. For the most part, do you suggest for folks to alter their diet?
Well, again, for daytime reflux, it's more, sometimes food allergies, foods that you have trouble adjusting can make a difference. But the thing is, there's so many reasons to alter diets in so many weird ways that besides basic common sense of cut back sugar, eat healthy whole foods, when people start altering their diet for all these different things, they land up, one, not enjoying themselves, and two, not having a healthy diet. So what I'd rather do is fix the underlying problem that's causing the difficulty with digestion. So instead of saying to avoid certain foods that you can't digest, I'm going to say take a good digestive enzyme. For example, if I have a hollandaise sauce, standard process is a nice pill, a fat digesting enzyme. I love hollandaise sauce, but as my mom used to say, it was foods that bothered her. I love it, but it didn't love me. So, but if I take the fat digestive enzyme, no problem. So I've learned that for certain things that I give my body what it's missing a little bit if I'm having a heavy fat meal. But usually the complete just enzyme, and these can be found online. You can find them at endfatigue.com. These are easy to find. Will help take care of the problem. If people have food allergies, I want them to get rid of the food allergies using NAET. That's N like Nancy, A-E-T like Tom, .com. You can find over 10,000 practitioners who know the treatment. It's a simple acupressure technique. It resets your immune system. Kind of like the reset button that says restore factory default, so your body stops reacting to these healthy foods. So to me, that's a much preferred way than, okay, I'm going to give up this, and next week I'll give up that, and the next week I'll give up that, and then, you live to be 120 years old, and you wonder, why did I bother?
Right. No, I agree with you, and I think you make such a great point there because, there was a question posted on social media that I'm one of those social media followers where I'm on for a hot second, and I'll just kind of be scrolling around. Maybe I'm in line for something. Maybe I'm in a waiting room or what have you. So I'm not that plugged in. But it was, what foods are you most proud that you've given up? And honestly, you know what my comment was? And it was really, really true. And my answer was, it's the ones that I occasionally allow back in. Meaning, certainly when we string together bad habits or poor food choices that are nutritionally valueless, we're going to get into trouble, and we might need to swing that for a bit. I always use the bank account analogy. Like, if you're in debt with your health, you can't really afford those withdrawals of, high saturated fat, fried, nutritionally valueless, refined food products that taste really, really yummy and are amazingly addictive and stuff like that. But if you're in a place where you can afford it, it's like, hey, fried food is like my thing. And so every year I have at least, I would say one, most two servings of onion rings, but every year. And so it really is the ones that I've allowed back in. So I love your take because I think that people need to be gentle with themselves. We need to live in balance. But as you know, that stomach acid that rises at nighttime can lead to conditions that are lethal, like esophageal cancer and such. And so
to put it off, there's something called immediate heartburn relief. It's a nice chewable that's healthy for you.
Nice. All right. There you have it, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You can go to Cures A to Z, get all these tips for free on an app, and you can find him at endfatigue.com. Thank you so much once again for giving our listeners such great tips, great information. And we'll be right back.